Find me in the club. 50 Cent coming out with a tweet. He's over it, man. He's not happy. He's not having it at all. And good for him. Good for him for coming out. I wonder how many more Blexit people. Blexit? Do they call it Blexit? That's what they call it. The black voters are leaving the confines, I don't know what you want to call it and not get canceled for, but the dependence on the Democrat Party, and good for them. Obviously, it is clear that the Democrats do not like you, and they want to pillage you and plunder you with their crazy amount of tax rates. That's what we're going to talk about today. Whenever there's a chance to listen to 50 Cent, In the Club was one of my favorite songs to listen to in high school. It just brings me way back. I didn't really like much of anything else he did, but I'd love to listen to that on the way to a sports game in the bus. You had your headphones on. Was it Walkman back then? Oh my gosh, I'm dating myself. We're going to move right along because I don't want to feel any older than I already feel. My body aches, man. It does not feel good all the time. My back is still hurting. Oh, man, I'm telling you. Oh, welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to this show and putting up with my obnoxious intros. We're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Over to flfnetwork.com. Put an HGBT in a memo field. You'll get a sweet 15-ounce mug. You'll get tons of other great benefits. Thank you for supporting us as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. And that is exactly what you're doing. We couldn't do this without you. And I'm so thankful for all of you. And thank you for everyone sharing the shows, commenting, and all that good stuff. Today, there is going to be on the screen some curse words. The F-bomb. And I'm not going to say it on the audio. So if you're listening on the ride to your work or you're listening with the family, I'm going to say the F-word. I will not say the literal word because I'm quoting 50 Cent's tweet. But I'm going to show you on the screen. So if you're watching on YouTube, this is your chance to turn away. Maybe you want to watch it, listen to it instead of watch this one. If you get offended by the word, which I know a lot of you do not like the word, but there, here we go. This is what it is. 1, 2, 3. Bam. All right. As you can see, there are some tax rates on this Twitter post right here. Top tax rates by state. California. Under Biden's tax plan, 62.6%, 60%, New York State, 58%, New York City, 62%. So just living in the city of New York, it's going to cost you an extra 4% in taxes for the top tax rate. And that's got 50 Cent a little upset. And it should. It should actually get you a little bit upset. And when I mean a little bit, I mean 62.6% upset if you're in California, 60% if you are in New Jersey. That doesn't even make sense. You should just be 100% upset because this is fractional slavery, guys. This is fractional slavery. 62.6% of your labor, of the benefits, the proceeds, the representation of the value you've provided to the economy is being stolen by the government. 62.6% of your hard-earned wealth. It's being taken. Your hard-earned income, taken. That means that you are working for over 6 months for the man. The government owns your production. It owns the labor, the fruit of your production for over 6 months out of every year. That's money that does not go. That's wealth that does not go. That's productivity that does not go towards leaving an inheritance for your family. It doesn't go to paying off your debts. It doesn't go to building a better house, a better household, a better family. It doesn't go to supporting the charities that you see fit. It doesn't go to the ministries. It is taking away from all of those different things that you would find valuable enough to support. And the government is taking it and saying, we know better what to do with this money than you do. We know better. We're going to go do with it what we see fit. And 50 Cent ain't having it, man, and you shouldn't either. 50 Cent is not having it. Another thing that it does, forget about the moral argument of it. Let's just talk about the economics of it. It is taking money and detaching it from yourself and getting a third party involved with how to spend that money. And it is taking away the opportunities that you would have to invest in capital yourself, and the opportunities for you to start a business on your own, to invest in things on your own, to do things that would generate more wealth in the future. More than half of that's being taken away from you in California, in New Jersey, in New York State, and New York City. And again, we talked about this before, the unemployment, that it's not even including the regulations and those costs of doing business as well. So 50 Cent ain't having it. 50 Cent is not having it. And he said this, and this is where I'm not going to cuss. So for those of you listening, but it is on the screen for those of you, fair warning again. What the F, in parentheses, vote for Trump. I'm out. F New York. The Knicks never win anyways. Oh, that's so good. The Knicks never win anyways. I don't even like basketball, man. I only like Michael Jordan, but that's still funny to me. I don't care. Trump doesn't like black people. 60%. Are you out of your effing mind? And then the blowing steam emoji. Are you out of your mind? Yes. Yes, they are. They're out of their minds. They're out of their minds. My screen looks a little fuzzy. I don't know if that's going to come over or not. But okay. They're out of their minds because they're acting and thinking they're obligated more to what even God asks us to give to him. They're out of their minds. They think they're much higher and more valuable than they ought. They are more prideful than they ought to be. They're out of their minds. They're absolutely out of their minds. And what the funny thing about this is he says, I don't care if Trump hates black people. Who is saying that Trump hates black people? Is it not the people that are taxing you 62%? What has Trump done tangibly to you, 50 Cent? Now, I think he's kind of joking. He doesn't really think that Trump hates black people. But there are a lot of people that are living in Democrat cesspools, Chicago, New York, Baltimore, LA, San Francisco, that are believing that Trump hates them, hates minorities, hates black people. They believe this because they're being told this by people that are taxing them 62%. They're doing this, they're believing this because they're being told this by people that are hindering them from being independent and not dependent on the government. But let me ask you this, who really hates you? Who is the one that tangibly is impacting your life for the negative? Unemployment rates before this whole COVID thing for minorities was at the all-time lows. I mean, all-time lows. Is that Trump hating you? Is that Trump hating you? Giving you better opportunities? Giving you the opportunities to rise to the place that God has given you, giving you the ability and the opportunities to get jobs, to be working and not dependent on the government's teat? Is that hating you? Oh, but he said one thing where he endorsed somebody who on one side, there was these one group of people. But how does that impact your life? Meanwhile, the people that tangibly are hating you, you're just going along with it and you're just believing what they say. They're stealing over half of your wealth if you're in the top tax bracket. They're stealing less and less if you make less than the top tax bracket, which is most of us. But they still are hating you in that percentage. And they're tangibly ruining opportunities for you. They're tangibly keeping your community poor. They're tangibly keeping your area, your group, your community, your family, your community. They're tangibly keeping that from succeeding and growing wealthier. 50 years plus in some of these cities. 50 years plus. And they want you to trust them when they say that other guy hates you, don't vote for them. While they're the ones who are physically hurting you, physically keeping you down, physically keeping you dependent. They're the haters. So you need to stop believing it. And even if it was true, You just got to be like 50 Cent and say F it. Because it's better under Trump, who quote unquote hates you, than with the people that say they love you but actively hate you. That's the world we live in 2020. The people that hate you say they love you. And those same people tell you the ones who hate you are actually loving you. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. And although Trump isn't wounding you, he's making you and providing opportunities for you to do the hard thing and be responsible for yourself. And what's happening is that people are clinging to that and leaving. The ones who can leave are leaving and going to places where they don't have to pay that amount. They're voting for the person who isn't going to increase the fractional slavery that they are under. We got to start acting free. You got to start acting free. We got to be free men again. We have to learn how to live free again. I'm totally serious about this. We need to learn what it means to be free and how to do that again, because we've lost it. We've absolutely lost it. We've absolutely lost it. I don't know what else to say about that. But welcome to the club, 50 Cent. Happy to have you. And let's go be successful together. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless. It's your birthday. We gon' sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give up. If that's your birthday, you'll find me in the club.